So we want to move on actually to the next topic slash paper. And Tom, we asked you to talk about the paper in the New England Journal on enzalutamide.
Sure. So this paper, first authored by Howard Scher, reports the results of a randomized phase 3 study of enzalutamide, which is, as we've discussed, a novel androgen receptor antagonist compared to placebo in men with castration-resistant metastatic prostate cancer who've been exposed to chemotherapy. This was an international study of 1,199 men, randomized 2-to-1 to the active drug versus placebo. And the results are fairly compelling, I think. The median survival was 18.4 versus 13.6 months with a hazard ratio of 0.63, so that indicates a 37% improvement in overall survival in these post-chemotherapy castration-resistant prostate cancer patients. And all the other measures of clinical activity and efficacy followed along in the same direction. So PSA decline was seen in 54% of patients treated with enzalutamide, 2% of placebo patients. Objective response in the soft tissues, 29% versus 4%. Quality of life improvement, 43% versus 18%. Median time to progression, 8.3 months versus 2.9 months. So really across the board, no matter what measure we use, this new drug was clearly superior to placebo in this setting.
And what do you see as sort of the clinical implications of this study? How do you see using this agent in clinical practice?
Well, I think it's a very attractive agent, both from the standpoint of efficacy and from the standpoint of safety. As we look at the safety data on this study, the percentage of patients discontinuing treatment due to an adverse effect was no higher in the drug group than in the placebo group, so a very well-tolerated drug in general. The one unusual but notable toxicity is seizures, which was reported in 0.6% of patients in this paper, actually 0.9% of patients in the prescribing information that came out last Friday with the FDA approval. There were no seizures in the placebo group, so this is a drug where overall tolerability is excellent, but patients who are at risk for seizures, such as patients with brain metastases, are probably not good candidates. One of the exciting features of this drug, and something we discussed earlier, is the absence of the need for corticosteroids. So unlike abiraterone, this drug is dosed by itself, and some of the issues with long-term corticosteroid exposure should not be an issue for patients on this drug.
So, William, I'm curious, in terms of the corticosteroids that are used with, for example, abiraterone, I mean, theoretically, this is physiologic replacement, but do you think there are side effects, toxicities?
Unfortunately, I think corticosteroids have become the bane of our existence as practitioners taking care of men with prostate cancer. With abiraterone, it's really required, as we talked about, although the extent of requirement is still debated, and there are patients in whom you can cut the dose down and not see secondary side effects. But we're using it with chemotherapy. We're using it. It's part of many of these other regimens, really for historical reasons only. And I've found that many of my patients really complain about the steroids, even when they're having a very good response, for example, to docetaxel chemotherapy or cabazitaxel chemotherapy. So I've tried to avoid steroids when I can. With abiraterone, you have to start with prednisone. But in some patients, that becomes the more limiting factor.
Susan?
I think there's still one little question that is still under the table but needs to come out a little bit more, and that is the anti-tumor effects of prednisone unto itself. Because if you look at some of the data behind the scenes, patients who just receive prednisone alone have an anti-tumor effect in some cases with declines in PSA and stabilization of disease. So it's, you're always worrying about a synergism versus an actual treatment effect from prednisone.
So Matt, you were talking before about the issue of, you know, regulatory and timing and data, et cetera. What about with enzalutamide? The study was after chemo. Do you have similar feelings to what you stated about abiraterone, that you would use it earlier?
I would. I think the same principles apply here. The data from the two trials that are most comparable in the post-chemotherapy setting, enzalutamide and abiraterone acetate, are remarkably similar in their efficacy. There's every expectation that enzalutamide will be effective in the pre-chemotherapy trial. We'll learn that from the ongoing trial before too long. I think it would be reasonable to use the drug prior to chemotherapy.